The Armstrong Research Farm and Demonstration Farm there at Lewis is preparing for its Summer Field Day coming up here real soon on June 25th, and that's what we wanted to focus on here this morning. Aaron Soigling is in with us this morning. Aaron is working with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach and helping to coordinate and promote this event. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, appreciate it, Jim.
Appreciate the time here to stop and talk a little bit about this. These field days, have they changed much over the years?
Yeah, they have kind of changed and evolved, and they've kind of taken on a life of their own. And so we used to do a lot more agronomic things, and then we dipped into the horticulture things. We've done along lines of soil. This year, I guess I would say the focus is primarily production agriculture, looking at a lot more corn, soybean information, and I think that's reflective of the agenda that we have this year.
Does that come from somewhere? Does that come from feedback that you get?
It does come from feedback, and ultimately, I guess it lies on my shoulders. I'm essentially the one that directs that, so when people have comments as I do winter programming and stuff, I take that feedback and try to look at things that are useful for farmers in Southwest Iowa.
Does the research farm still try to vary what they do year after year? Do they try to work on different projects?
Yeah, they do look at different projects, and then they also have projects that they've done some long-term information, and so those are both great things for producers to look at. We want to look at what's new, what's coming. We always want to think about lessons learned from last year, but they also do look at some long-term data, which ultimately we have the ability to do on the farm that farmers maybe don't have the ability to do on their farm.
Sure. Well, of course, you hit it right on the head with lessons learned. That's the whole point of a demonstration farm.
Yes.
So we're supposed to do the research so you don't have to do it and lose money on your own farm. And
correct.
That's what we're working on here. You kind of touched early on that it's kind of more production focused this year with regard to the field day and some of the topics that you'll be going over. I see sulfur and on corn and soybean is kind of one of those key ones that you're working on this year.
Yeah, I think in some cases maybe there's not earth-shattering news related to sulfur. Southwest Iowa is a little unique in that our crop response to sulfur is probably better than most other places in the state for a variety of reasons. Dr. Richard Roth will be there. He's also a fertility specialist on campus. Richard's only been with us for a few years. And also a nitrogen specialist. He's really good about taking questions. I've been getting lots of questions with this significant amount of rainfall, especially in the southern part of my area, Southern Cass, the Montgomery County area, Adams County. Do we need extra nitrogen? And so Richard can answer those questions. I've got yellow corn. What does that look like? So Richard's going to talk a little bit about that. Allison's coming. Southern rust was disease, was a big issue last year. What does that hold for this year? I think those are valid questions. We have some initial things we're chasing in terms of tar spot. I don't know that southern rust is going to be big, but I think there's other leaf diseases that producers want to be aware of, and Allison can talk about that that day. I think probably the newer things that we're doing at the farm, we kind of went through a transition period where, quite frankly, herbicides were relatively easy and weed control was relatively easy. But now we're using a lot of different combinations. And we're going to have Wes Everman there. Wes is our weed scientist. Wes has really good in-field experience with herbicides. He's done a lot of work with a lot of different herbicides. And so we actually have some visual herbicides where farmers and actually ag retail folks can come and ask all those questions that they want independently of any company or brand, and what works and what's not working for us. We talk about resistance a little bit, but I think we need to look at uptake. We need to look at, are we using the right products? What combination of products? And why are we continuing to battle water hemp? Wes has great experience with that, and we'll actually have some in-field demonstrations where people can look at that, Jim.
Sure. I see you've got Mark Licht and Bill Backus also coming in to do separate sessions.
Yep, they're going to do separate. We partnered with some of our private industry partners. Bill Backus with BASF is going to be there. They've got some plots on the farm there that they're willing to showcase and show people kind of along the same lines with some herbicide things. And so we really appreciate that collaboration and being able to work with their industry partners, because ultimately that's who's supplying materials for farmers to use. And so we're thankful to have that opportunity.
Looking at the slate of folks that you have coming in to make the presentations, as you've kind of discussed there, You know, some of them spend time in the lab, some of them spend time in the classroom, but it seems like all of them spend a certain amount of time out as well. So you're getting firsthand knowledge from these folks.
Yeah, most all the professors there, they have plots at the Armstrong Farm, so they can collaborate with other locations in Iowa. Our goal with an extension sometimes is when we make a recommendation or when we look at data, we have to have significant amount of confidence that that's going to work. And so that's maybe better than when we look at things that are demonstration. We are not comfortable telling somebody that says, well, it worked this time and it didn't work last time. Well, that's 50-50. Well, in the crop, you know, markets right now, as a producer, I'd be pretty leery of trying something that only worked half the time. So I need to increase my confidence level that if I'm buying this input, what are the odds I'm getting a return on my investment? And so, you know, learn from our mistakes or learn from our data that says that. Some producers may have their own data. We have technology that if you do a lot of time with the laptop and you keep track of a lot of things, maybe some producers know that. But there's still a lot of questions about, you know, when is the right time to make an application, whether that's a fungicide or a herbicide, how effective are these products? There's a ocean load of products that are marketed on the market, and they all come at a cost, Jim. And so producers really have to get a pretty sharp pencil when we're dealing with commodity prices where they are that says, I need some pretty good confidence that this is going to work.
Farmers are famous risk takers to begin with. Farming in itself is a giant risk, much more so than any other industry. But they also want to try to minimize those risks as well. And that's what they're hoping to get from here is a good sales pitch as to why should I?
Yeah, exactly. It's a calculated risk, and you want to put the odds in your favor. And producers that have done this, some of them have a system. They know what their system is and their works, but they're learning as they go too. And so they may have questions about their system that they want to ask somebody that, you know, is specific to that. And, you know, I tell people when you want to try things, I said, you want to think about crop physiology. So what does the crop tell me? Does it tell me that it's deficient? Or if I do try this particular product, when is the right timing? Is the plant available to utilize, whether that's a nutrient or is it able to metabolize a herbicide that I'm going to apply? And so that, you know, Mark can talk a little bit about that as a crop physiology professor. That's what I really tell people. We need to think about crop physiology and what's happening. You know, I spent the last several days looking at hail fields in, you know, the area. And so there's still a lot of questions. You know, people are like, well, federal crop, I've looked at some, you know, the last couple of days. I'm like, this is not very good.
Do you expect you'll get some weather questions at this event?
We'll take all the weather questions. Yeah. I mean, it's a farming deal. So basically it always boils down to weather. You know, we need heat units and we need moisture. The problem is in Iowa, we have a distribution problem. And so we rely on Mother Nature to provide that. And so every year there's a couple little quirks here and there, and you have to be able to respond to that.
What, you mean the weather's not consistent year over year? Aaron, when did that happen?
So it's happened as long as I've been in agriculture.
It's happened as long as there's been a planet Earth.
Sure.
Well, we want to minimize some of those risks, too, and give folks an opportunity to ask those important questions. I see the way the day sets up. You'll start registering folks about 9:30 that morning to check in. 10 a.m. to 2:30 is the session, and you'll have lunch in there, too. So you're looking for pre-registrations.
Yeah, if people just want to call the extension office in Atlantic, or they can call my phone, just let me know. Email works, too. If anybody's a certified crop advisor, some of our ag retail partners, you can get some CCA credits that day. And so those are pretty low-hanging fruit. It's provided at no cost to the public, and so we appreciate their support. And so that's one thing that's important.
Well, and I know it's hard for some folks sometimes to get out to these events because it's in season. They're busy anyway.
It is.
But it's important information, and I know sometimes, you know, crowd numbers can be what they are. They can be up, they can be down, but it's still important to give opportunity.
Yes, it is. And that's kind of why we chunked it out kind of in the middle part of the day so people have a chance in the morning to get a few things done that they need to do. You know, everyone's welcome for lunch, and then we have a couple sessions after lunch. But, you know, depending on what it is, you know, we'll be out in the field.
Get your chores done early, and we'll have you home by dinner.
Exactly.
Okay, very good. And if folks would like to know any more details about this event, where can they find that?
Easiest thing, you can probably just call my phone number, 712 254-0082, or you can call your local county extension office. They would have the press release on it. It's at the Armstrong Farm, which is rural route, Lewis. You can follow the blue signs that are right off of Highway 6. It's between Atlantic and Griswold. I think most people are familiar with where it is. And, you know, most people Google it anyhow, so it'll show up there.
Well, and I understand that with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, that's the whole point, is reaching out. Their specialists are pretty available to most folks through emails, phone calls, whatever. But these are the opportunities you get to be able to sit down and ask and have conversations. These are important.
Yeah, I do a lot of programming, but I'm also in the era that I'm pre-PowerPoint. I tell people I knew how to give a presentation before a computer came along. So I like questions. I like one-on-one. I prefer those types of interaction with producers.
Right. Well, in addition to your expertise, you've got all these other folks that are making the day to come in and be available to folks. So we hope folks take advantage of that free opportunity through the Armstrong Demonstration and Research Farm. And that is near Lewis, easy to find.
It's easy to find.
Yeah. Look for the signs. I mean, Once you get over near Lewis, just look for the signs. They're all over. Very good. Aaron Swagling in with us here this morning talking about the June 25th event. Thanks for coming by.
Appreciate it, Jim.